Zion, we did Tzipalov, we did not do the Shaburas and Tzipalov yet. Okay, so Yochid Shur Kibla Lov Tainis, a certain amount of days, and Shabbos or Yom Tov came out in the middle of those days. So it depends on the language that he used. See, if he used the language that he's Makabal Tainis, so then he doesn't need a Torah. He said, Lashon Harei Alai, so we need a Torah to Dorah. Okay. Yochid Kibla Lov Tainis, and Mr. Brewer points out that we're stressing a Yochid as opposed to, we pointed out then that the Tzibur in this sense is better. Chazal set it up, and they set this into motion. These days come, the lofty is the tainus is chal. So by tzibur, the lofty it overrides. It overrides. They shouldn't set it up the chachila that's going to happen like that. But if they did, it's chal. So if it's a lesson of Kabbalah's tennis ba'alma, saying Tzarech HaTorah, then Kabbalah Kal Klal HaYom Zeh, he didn't have this day specifically in mind. V'ayim Tav Yud Ches, Mishabur, Sipkat Zayin, Mashik Sab, Mosham. That, but the question is, so does he have to replace it with a different time? So it's like if a person would have in mind to, he said, I'm going to fast these 5 days, or fast 5 days, assuming that these are the 5 days. It turns out one of them doesn't work, so there's Mr. Rover, there's
excuse
me. So there's mashma that since he only meant these 5 days, including this, he didn't really mean it should be chal in the case of where it's also to do it. So it's like there never was a Kabbalah on that day. He doesn't need to replace it. But however, he said a lashon of harei alai, pirish shomer harei alai achilas yom ploni kainam. So, see, here's the lashon of a neder. The Gemara says that person makes a neder. What he does is he answers the item on himself. It's supposed to a shvua, where a person swears he's not going to do something. So shvua is always action-oriented. He will or will not do something, or shvua can be in the past, if he did or did not do something. Whereas neder is on the item. So, but the item doesn't have to necessarily be physical. He could say, achila of that day is also on myself. And he uses the word kainam. So the word kainam, the Gemara says that the ikur din neder is the full sense of neder is he's taking the kedusha of a korban and transferring it onto this item, saying this item is also to me like a korban. Chazal were afraid that a person use a lashon of korban, so a person sometimes will say there's a phrase korban l'Hashem, so I'll say Hashem's name. So they gave him a slang word to use called kainam. Kainam is a colloquialism referring to a korban. He says, "Harei alai achilas yom ploni kainam." That's the full sentence of a neder. That'd be a full neder. It's called kinoi nedorim. The first mission in the south of dorim. It's called kol kinoi nedorim, which is kinoi nedorim. So kainam is a form of a kinoi. Kinoi means a way to refer to something, but it's not the actual word itself. A slang or a nickname. Should neder chal fila dor mitzvah? Neder is chal dor mitzvah. Why is that? The neder oisar chayfitz a love. He says this item is usher for me to do, or this action is usher. So if a person makes the sukkah usher on himself, there's no usher of making a sukkah usher on you. Problem is you have a practical problem that you can't sit in a sukkah now, right? So that's but since he made the sukkah usher on him for the purpose of yeshiva, so once it's usher, he has no place to sit, so he can't sit. A person will make a shvua. Shvua is that a person would be swearing to do or not to do something. He's swearing, I refuse to sit in the sukkah. Well, you can't swear that. The Torah says you have to sit in the sukkah. So then you're going directly against the tzivui Torah. You're swearing exactly connected with what the Torah said. So then it doesn't work. So something over here, a person would swear, I'm going to fast on this day. When the Torah says eat on that day, it doesn't work. Mishum d'shua oisur nafshu alachepso ukar mitzvah shalom da'asus came. So there he's talking about himself, not the item. And he has no right to say it himself to fast when the terrorist told him to eat. Shalosh neder. Kasam agon avram dim omar reini noider lisanash yamechon. The person makes neder, he's going to fast fast one day. So for our purposes, it doesn't have a din of a neder. Let me give you a neder. Okay, noga shemisha amar reini noider lisanos shenim chamishi koyim asheshono and tzok lisanos brash kodesh and zarchav torah. I'm pri megadim. I'm pri yodeh siman reshvav sifhei. So what he's grappling with over here is that a person used a lashon of neder, but he said lisanos, which is a verb. So that's really a shua. Amar reini nishba lisanos yemechav would be the correct lashon. So you say neder is also shua doesn't work. So a person that already noted lihisanus. So already noted lihisanus really means you made a shua. Well, then you're saying you're swearing to fast on the day which the law says you can't fast. So that doesn't work. So that doesn't have the extra advantage of a neder that it works against the mitzvah. Okay. But if a person says that achila of that day is usur on him, so there's no mitzvah of the achila day should be mutter on him. There's it's not the Torah discussed usur the head of the item on the person. Now it's a practical problem. Now we can't eat on the day that he's supposed to eat, so that's already too late. It's already chal, and now he can't eat. But tzarcha tarsa chacham he should do his matter neder because otherwise he's not going to do his mitzvah. He should do it. He shouldn't say, listen, it's also his also that you're meant to eat. So you should do a Torah in order to facilitate that. If a person chose not to be matar, to listen, it's chal, it's chal. Okay. And then he fasted on that day. So the loch is circle, the mace of Achagatainis, the Tanisa, Kreshia Kuper, Loyamashi, Sana, Beyamim, Elo. So it's the same way if a person fasts a tainus chaloyim on that day, he has to fast as a kapora for fasting on that day. So a person would fast this kabbalah's tainus on that day. So he fulfilled his neder, but he has to fast for fasting on Shabbos. Now, when you're matar the neder, you can't be matar mixes neder. So So if he said he's going to fast on Mondays, the eating of the chila on Mondays is usher him for the next 10 weeks, and on your matzah it, the whole matter is no longer valid. Okay. So now.
The shua is not valid if you make a shua on something that's midaraisa or even midrabana.
We're going to talk about that in Sif. That normally shua is called midrabana. We'll see in the.
We're talking about Hanukkah and Purim.
Yeah, we'll see in what we're talking about. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim.
Some of them are the rises there. And some.
Right. So right now, with the Neder, so it's Chal. So we'll see. Sif Gimel,
is it also the rises to fast on Shabbos?
There is a mitzvah, according to the Taz, there's a mitzvah of the rises to eat on Shabbos. We'll see. Sif Gimel, talk about Shua.
Okay.
Purim, Shenei Lo Yomim, Nikroim, Yom Tov, Vodim, Rosh Chodesh, Abba Cholamayim, Mirkim, Yom Tov. So what's it going on? It's going on. If a person said when he made the neder, he said I'm going to take lihisanus chutz mi yomtiv. So he excluded Shabbos and yomtiv by doing so. He also excluded Chol HaMoed, but Chanukah Purim not referred to as yomtiv. So the chi of tainus is still there. If, however, he says when he said yomtiv, he met Chanukah and Purim. We accept what he said. Pirush Rain Mukhib Lisan is not Mukhib to fast. Okay, then he said, When a person says yomtiv, he does. You know, he's excluding Yom Tov, so he meant to exclude Shabbos and Yom Tov Chol HaMoed. He also meant to exclude Erev Yom Kippur. Even though he did not mean to exclude Chanukah and Purim, unless he says otherwise, because they're not referred to as Yom Tov. The Gemara actually says in the Megillah, the Gemara says that Esther, when she was instituted Purim, she wanted to make it into a Yom Tov with an Isser Malacha, you know, the Rabbanan, etc. The Chum did not accept that, so it simply was not a Yom Tov. So the phrase Chag Purim is a nice modern Israeli phrase, but halachically it's incorrect. Every Makipur Mechalal the Mendorim Hochadach Loshem Nei Adam Loshem Nei Adam Mikri Yom Tov. If everybody uses it a certain way, that's how the language means. So people refer to Erev Kippur as a Yom Tov, so it's included. That a person would make a neder, he's not going to eat meat except on Yom Tov. So is he allowed to eat meat at Erev Kippur? He's allowed to eat meat on Erev Kippur because people refer to that as a Yom Tov. The minig is that the priest should be matir it. Because really you're not supposed to fast then, and you know, but because of the conflict we want you to be matir. And he sends you to Yerudei Resh Tezvav, Sipes, Yud, Kain Tzarech Lomer, we sit Balad, Vayim B'Shach, Shomah, Shekosu B'Zeh. So,
when?
What?
When?
When what?
When should you be matir?
When
was
he noder?
He was fasted the noder these set of days, and now it comes out that Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh falls out during that time. So the Ramah sends you over there to Resh Tezvav. It should be Siftalad. Our gear says Sifbeis. It should be Siftalad. We're over there. He seems to just bring the sheet of the Rambam. Over here, the Mechaber brought two opinions. He said, and over here the language sounds like the Iker Halacha is it should be Matir. Sifbeis Halacha calls Tanis Baal Mein Sarchatar. If he said Lashon Rei Alai, he needs our Torah's daughter. The Rambam says that whatever your presentation, so you fast, but Chanukah and Purim need your baltabla yotzim behem. They could mean the Reim and Sichem Chizuk. Now over here it means the Mechaber saying that you do need a Torah for Chanukah and Purim. The Rambam saying you don't. Over there in Yerudea, the Shulchan Aruch seems to present that you don't need a Torah for Chanukah and Purim. So it's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. That's Ramah's reference. It's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, not Mishmar. Over here, the Shulchan Aruch seems to present the Kershita is that the Chanukah and Purim you would have to fast, and over there the not like the Rambam, and over there the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam that the Chanukah Purim you don't have to fast. Okay, so the Shach over there gives a way to answer the steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Beis, an early Shabbos b'Shabbos, the Yom Tov every Purim, Chanukah Purim. Person would say those days specifically. Dinner shavu the nerd of the sun is kach v'kach yamim be'er b'hem yamim halalu. Okay, so if the person says those days specifically, we'll have the same equivalent issue as if he said X amount of days, including those days, like we said before. Mitziu b'loshen neder dinner k'makabel l'lo b'loshen neder. Mitziu l'shem kabbalas tainus ba'al, but dinner k'makabel b'loshen kabbalas tainus. So depending how he said it, say if it's kabbalas tainus ba'al, I'm makabel tainus. He didn't mean a neder, so then it's not chal. If he said it was a neder, so it's chal, and he would have to be matur neder. Yudal din a shabbat, but to learn the after part, the favor is shelo yamin. he said explicitly mentioned the Shabbos, Yom Tov, etc. So the neder would be chal, and we don't want him doing that, so he should be matur neder. Yeah, that makes sense, everybody. Same pace. Gimel. Im nishpal isanus kach v'kach yamim. Loshim was loshim, not loshim neder, loshim of shua. Ve'er behem yamim halalu. And now these came, these Shabbos, Yom Tov, etc. came. So you can't be nishpal k'neged mitzvah. However, shua chalalei mitam isar karlo. There's a lacha by shua, the person includes both ways. A person can't make a shua against the Torah. A person can't even make a shua like the Torah. A person can't swear to do something which the Torah tells him to do, because in shua chala shua. He's already nishpa boim and by har sinai already swore to do it. However, he says in a lashon, which is a larger lashon, includes other things which are mutter, and includes this day also. So a person would swear a shua that he's going to fast on Yom Kippur, and on the day after Yom Kippur, the day after Yom Kippur, the day after Yom Kippur. He's going to fast for 4 days, Yom Kippur, starting Yom Kippur. So, make sure you swear Yom Kippur is a waste of time, because you already have a shua. But he made a lashon of Karlo 4 days. So the law of the shua is gone. So who then makes a shua that he's going to fast X amount of days, and one of those days is Shabbos, the shua is chal. Because even you can't make a shua to fast on Shabbos, but in a lashon of karlo, which including other things, it will work. So what do you do? So you should matter a shua, otherwise you can't do the mitzvah eating on Shabbos. Nishma the sanas b'Shabbos of Yom Tov, he explicitly says that day, the chalal of a shua doesn't work. Then shua chalal to our mitzvah. Shua can't go. You can't make a shua against a mitzvah. However, el loyka al shenish pila shav. So it means it was a shua shav. It was a shua which wasn't effective. It's a wasted. That's called a shua shav. So he gets malchus for the shua shav. And he's allowed to eat. The shua wasn't chal, but he made a shua which wasn't chal, which was l'shav. So he gets malchus for that, and he eats. We mishpul the sanas yom chanukah purim. Chala shua alav ki mashen al mirabanan. Shua is chal and esed rabanan. So the shua is effective, but v'yesh lahatir shua se v'enam isan. He shouldn't fast, so he should be matter than the shua. Nearly the hood in the Rosh Chodesh or every Yom Kippurim shein ala kid mirabanan that the shua bichal the chiyuv to eat on Rosh Chodesh or on every Yom Kippur is not a, now every Yom Kippur the more makes it from a drasha, but that's also it's a ran. The ran says that even when we say shua is not chal on the rice, it's chal the rabanan. Someone's not preferish in the rice, the shua is chal. So since it's a Chazal Darshan from, it says Besisha L'Chodesh B'Erev Me'erev B'Erev, so Chazal Darshan, what's Besisha B'Chodesh? It should be Basar B'Chodesh. So the more is different Pshatim. One of the Pshatim more learns out that the person's supposed to eat an Erev and Kippur. So then Shmuel B'Chal.
He eats an Erev and Kippur, it's like
a fasted, but it's
an Erev and
Kippur. Yeah. 10-9 on the 10. As we did right, the Rambam deals with them as the Rises. Okay, so it's Mishabur Yudbeis, Mitam Isakarvel, Shakarvel, Shuas, Agam Yom Machir. So he included in his Shua more than just this day, so the Shua is Chal as a unit and everything together. Yuchain Chol HaShua. So Yir Lahat HaShua, but he's Yumatrit, because he's not supposed to fast on Shabbos. Within the Rosh Chodesh, Perish, Shemash, also the Sanas Behem, who made the Rabbanon. This is to fast on Rosh Chodesh is the Rabbanon. Mm-hmm. Even though Rosh Chodesh is a concept of Raisa, but the Isra to fast is the Rabbanon, the Chin Chol HaShavu. Shem Shal Tera. Right, Mogan Rosh, and Machriya Kederi Yom Kippurim, here's the Sanas Behem, who the Raisa. Rosh Chodesh, who the Rabbanon. Chedas Rabbi Yura, Rosh Chodesh, who the Rabbanon. So the Ramos looks at both Rosh Chodesh and Erev Yom Kippur as the Raisa. Shechonar, the first sheet of the Shechonar looks at both of them as the Rabbanon. And the Hakra of the Magen Avraham and the Gra is that Rosh Chodesh is the Rabbanon and Erev Yom Kippur is the Raisa. Therefore the Shua is not Kal. Okay. Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph. Mi Yem HaChotem Leishe B'Tanis. Who's considered a Chote if he fasts? Because the Mora says in some place that we look at the act of a person fasting, undertaking the fast out of his own volition, is something which is improper. Okay. Zat the mechaber. Yerusha b'tainus im yochel lispal atainus nikra kodesh. A person who chooses the fast, the person is able to handle the physical deprivation of fasting. So it's kedusha. In lab, if he can't, it's difficult for him. Because he's not healthy. Nikra chayte. He's called a chayte by making up his own tenesi. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, Aleph, Nikra Kodesh, Mitoach Kach, Mismarkin, Abad, Esau, Bishvil, Shemizana. So the act of fasting is considered Kedusha, he's removing his Averis. Okay. V'lomar B'avonis, he do him. M'vur B'rakeach, because I read Kamayam and Tzarek Lizana Zaleim. We're not talking about a certain known specific Averis, where the Rizal and the Rekech make a, actually write over there that there's a din of fasting and how many days you have to fast, etc. Uzet Sarach Lisan is a fill of Lemotzi Lutzuri Napshe. Alamari Kishmizan Mishum Chuva, Alabarnish Adam Doshba Kevim. He has his own personal decision to fast, not based on the Kisya Rizal, whatever it is. He wants to do Chuva and he feels he's not doing, he's not treating the mitzvahs properly, so he wants to undertake to do, to fast, to facilitate tshuva. Now, remember, the goal isn't to fast, the goal is to tshuva. Right? So, if he can't handle it, nikri chayte, base. Al shemachlish kai chuzav, he's just weakening himself, and that's not proper. The custom of Sifrei Musa, so now the Shabur gives you some other options of how to do it. The imbam sachilosa be'ocho misav alecho, the person's still hungry. He chooses to not to continue to eat. So that's considered the equivalent of fasting, that it acts as a kapor for your avarus, because the desire to eat in the middle, the person stopping in the middle of the meal, is a trend of to be skabrus over the type of the person, and that's equivalent of fasting. The person chooses, would like to give offer a day of tainus for himself. I have a better idea. It's better not to talk. He doesn't have to talk. Not talking, not eating, we weaken the person, etc. And maybe it limits your ability to do mitzvahs, etc. Because you're weakened. But over here, doesn't affect you negatively anyway. So that's better for yourself. Can't get the cost of a grubby yard. The shesarach adam liyaser atz my loy betanis v'skigufim and keep rest and piv. But I voice of zeh tshuva. Because the Vilna Goyen picked up at one point in his life with the plan to move to Eretz Yisrael, and he actually left Vilna. At some point in time he actually came back and he says that he had a sitting in the shrine, but he shouldn't go, but while he was on his way he wrote a letter back to his family. That's when they refer to the famous Igeres Agrot. It's from that point in time. So he gives them things that he wants them to be careful with, etc. And one of the things he says, that a person wants to be miyasser himself, he wants to afflict himself, so it shouldn't be through tainus or sigufim, but rather controlling your speech and controlling his type. That's the two examples he just gave. The person stops in the middle of the meal, and the person who controls his doesn't speak. So that would be, he would advise that instead. Okay, so that's the musa. So this counts now as your musa statement. Okay. Okay. Sif Beis Talmud Chacham, the Mechaber says Talmud Chacham in a Rosh Leishi B'tainus. A person who is a Talmud Chacham means a person who has responsibility to teach Torah, to learn Torah for the Tzibur. By undertaking a personal tanesim, he's going to limit his ability to do that. So in a Rosh Leishi B'tainus, he's not allowed to do that. By doing so, he's going to lessen his ability to do a Kadosh Baruch Hu's represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world by teaching, etc. Ellen Kane, because the Tzibur Misanim Shal Yifresh Yatsam Him, he can join the Tzibur with that. So So they have to be careful that they shouldn't weaken themselves, because that's the responsibility, to be in full strength, to be able to teach their Talmidim properly. Okay. Mishabur Sukkot and Gimel Talmud Chacham. So he's, what Mishabur is grappling with in Sifat and Gimel is, we know by certain places, Chazals, we find in Halacha, we don't begin with Talmud Chacham as Man Hazeh. Nobody meets the criteria of a Talmud Chacham. So it depends on what the guy regards what Halacha. So it's talking about the Halacha that the Tzibur has a Chiyuv to undertake the covering, the paying of the taxes of the Talmud Chacham. We say, you know, within Talmud Chacham as Man Hazeh. The guy with this halacha, that he's the person who's leading the tzibur, and he's the person who represents the tzibur in the Lumina Torah, that applies even bizman hazeh. Okay. Saying Rosh Hashanah, feeling yochel ispulatanis, he can deal with it. It's not something which is going to, Shana Mazik is not going to damp, hurt him by fasting. Kamachim ismaitli murayin hazeh, it does affect his learning. Okay. And that even if the person is able to learn, a certain amount of the focus will be limited. Fine. If he has one of those avarias which the halacha, the Rizal said, a specific course of tshuva which includes fasting, he has to fast like everybody else, he has to do that. So he shouldn't afflict himself so much using the process of tainus, but rather instead he should learn more. So what should he do? The person is done in avarus and he's chayav misa l'shamayim. Im lamed lishnayis perak echad yishna shtei perak. If he's accustomed to learning one perak of Torah, one section of Torah, so he should do two. Im daf echad yishna shtei dafim. Now, v'chol's obviously who lakash hashav midarke hurah. It doesn't mean don't keep doing the veira and just learn extra. That's not what we're talking about. Dilav ochi reyu k'tel v'asher esbiyonei shkoyach. You know. But it means that a person stopped doing the bear, but he's still part of the tshuva process is the kapara. So it's learning more would be better. So v'ayim actually something is that bebir alocha. We take a look at bebir alocha. He has the whole Musa Shmuz over here. Let's see the bebir alocha over here. Talmud Chacha. So the Haredim is quoting that he found from the Rizal. The Haredim and the Rizal overlap together in Svas. Right, and then that famous shul over there, we had the Beis Yosef and the Rizal together in the shul. So the Haredim was the Shamash. Okay. It's Amos Shamoshim, you know. Actually, the story with the Haredim that he wasn't, he dafka hid himself and nobody knew who he was, and he was a Talmud Chacham. So, one year on Lag BaOmer, so the Tzibur went to Miron. This is before the modern version of going to Miron, you know. The whole Tzibur was, you know, 20 people. So the Rizal was, and so the Haredim started dancing in the middle. And this elderly Yid, which don't know who he was, came and started dancing with him, and then the Rizal joined them. And the three of them were dancing together. And somebody asked the Rizal, like, you know, you dance with the Shabbos, like, what's the Shabbos? He says, listen, if all you all know we can dance with them, I can dance with them.
Michal Schnitzler song.
Yes, Michal Schnitzler song. Look at that. Okay, so now it's real. Now it's real. Okay. Okay.
That's where
you
got it from.
So he says, Komash and Tim Sabisi Goofy.
You said it was the Rishbi in the song.
That's right. Okay, all this which we have mentioned in the Rizal, that the different segufim that a person would do, the kapara for averus, they would fast and they would afflict themselves, etc. Referring to the person who doesn't have the ability to learn Torah. Don't weaken yourself, which will take away from your learning. A person should take away one day from the week, and he should distance himself from other people. He should spend the day and he spotted us between himself with his and his creator, having a quiet time of contemplation between himself and his creator. And envision yourself standing there in the Yom HaDin. Speak to your creators as a servant speaks to his master, or a child speaks to his father. That's the quote. The Chofetz Chaim used to do this. The Chofetz Chaim used to go sometimes, once in a while, he would go up into an attic and lock the door, and he'd do something there. And of course, the Talmidim, everyone wanted to know what he was doing. So one time, somebody. The story goes either that he hid inside the room or he hid behind the door listening, and he hears himself that the Chofetz Chaim is talking to himself as if he's presenting a scenario that he's lying in bed and it's with his last illness, people coming to visit him. Then he describes the misa, he describes the people crying, then he describes the din of Shemayim. He's going through this whole long 2 or 3 hour conversation presenting the emotions of what he would go through as he stands in the Yom HaDin. You saw me, you know, that's so, yeah. They say Baron Rothschild, the first Baron Rothschild, Baron Rothschild, had a coffin in his attic. They used to go lie in once in a while to remind himself that he's still busted with them like everybody else. The best is to do it in an open grave in the basic forest. Like, you know, go and find an open grave and learn the Musa there in the open grave. You know. Real Navardic. The Chalim says a similar type of thought process. The filal of Eber should do him. Whoever catches the Zanos, the Kapori Kamiyam, even the ones which are listed in the Rikeach, the Chayadim says, Im Tamachachachim hu, but Tarasum Nasi, Philip is Manazah, even. A person only is equivalent to call the Torah Simlev is about as that, which we still have such a dimatam chacham. Well, you talk about some chacham. Don't do that. Rak Yosher with the Hashem believe Sholem, do tshuva meivka mekiras liba alev, cry from the depth of your hearts. Yomad Yosim Yeshar Hayiraga, learn more than you used to learn. Ki Torah hu mikvatara benim shel eish. Torah is a mikvah of tahara. Kolasher yaba ba'esh ba'esh yuba b'taher. The person will be purified through the mikvah of eish. He might be called a tanugim. A person should limit his luxuries. Shall eat enough to function. Shall shouldn't be weak. Shouldn't go to parties. Just for fun. Be careful with Shabbos. If you can, you should fast one day a week. Twice a week, and Shenir Chemishi fast to Chatzos. The main thing is the crying, the vidui, and undertaking not to do it again. So that's this, you know, in a certain sense, the Tanesim is the easy way out. You know. You hear your choice. You could fast a day, or you could sit and daven with a lot of it and cry your heart out and promise never to do it again and make new gedorim and learn extra. The guy says, I'd rather fast. You know. So, okay. So, he said, Malama Tinoikis has been like the Tamachochim. Okay. Dika Mutarti, Shemaiti Malecha Shemaim, because it must be. So, there's two issues. A, you, by fasting, they're going not teach the children properly, so that's going to be mamayit and teaching the Bershom's Torah, and they have responsibility to the people. The Philip of Shari Parlam of Sermon Lisanus, Koshikosu, Bechashmish, and Simon Shinlam, Gimel Sefei, Koshken Behem. If I have a worker, which I hire him to work for me and do a full day's work, and he decides he wants to be big tzaddik and fast, and he can't do his work, he's a gazlan. So it's big tzaddik, but he's a gazlan. So Koshken by a malamit. They're mekabel tainus. Nidrin kayim works. Filo en yodim the shem mi nodru. Even if they don't understand the whole depth of what they've done, they said it. It works. Dim yodim, because if they understand totally what they're doing, the law is there's that the one mitzvah in the Torah where it starts before bar mitzvah, the kiyum starts before bar mitzvah is the name of neder. The law is that with something called mufas samach leish, starting a year before their kiyum mitzvah, a girl at the age of 11. And when she completes 11 years, and a boy when he completes 12 years, if he makes a neder or a shua and understands what they've done, the law is it's called nidun chal min haTorah b'shana achas mikodem. The hanuk kachin mishanas ben yud beish v'yamechad b'ktana mishanas bas yud alaf shana v'yamechad. The fellow's ability of forest adornment ends when she turns 12 years old and 6 months. That is his money. She is Brishus Av, and the father can be made for the netter without any Torah. Kamel Nasis Begaris, and Brishus Av, Hilar Shalat Yudgimel, he Shalom Beris, Kimish Gish, Shisha Fadoshim, Havi Begaris. It's not a half year, it's 6 months. So even if it's it's a 13 month year, she's 6 months are up, that's it. She's no longer in his rishos. The start of German law, Davka Beloshana Fora, he can't use Loshana Pataras Adornim, Mutterloch, it's to say Mufferlich, whatever, Mufferloch. Because of the Av, Neman Lavadal Shana Seyim, Philo Kotten Moed, the Fianira. The father has Nemonis Mirarisa, how old the child is. If he says the child is a certain age, even he seems to look like he's younger, he's believed. Vachin and Neman, nobody else is believed, only Ken Yesh Shneyenim. If we're not sure old he is, the netter is not chab. Is that means it's somebody that doesn't look like he's old enough. He looks like he's old enough, so we're not sure, but we would definitely deal with this as stuff at the right, so you'd have to be mocked.